we go to Carly. Carly?
Hi, I'm Carly.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
How old will you be on your next birthday?
13.
Well, you qualify. You're smart enough for the old broadcast. Welcome aboard.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay, well, actually, about a couple weeks ago, I called you, and I told you about my viewpoints on what had happened on September 11th.
Yes.
Yes.
I take back what I said about your intelligence. I remember the call now.
You do?
Yes, you wanted to nuke them.
How do you remember that?
Because I was so disappointed to hear a young girl of your age with a mouth like that.
Oh. Okay. Well, I kind of have changed my viewpoints. I do not want to nuke them because...
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, the reason why is because of the fact that if we nuke them, China and Russia told us that they might not completely support us because they don't want us to nuke them. But they said that we can take action, and so I've decided I don't want to nuke them.
Hey, kiddo, there's a girl right now in Afghanistan about your age, 12 years old, hungry, skinny, probably sitting there looking for maggots in the dirt. Do you want to burn her flesh off?
I never said I did.
That's what nuclear war does, burns your flesh off.
No, but what I... Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, something happened. But what I want to do, though, is I do believe that we should send troops in there and that we should actually go to where the terrorist camps are and everything.
That right, but my hope would be that...
Those.
But my hope would be that what would deter you from wanting to nuke them would have less to do with what other countries would join the fray and more to do what it would do to people about your age who are... Really, no part of this whatsoever. Don't you care about them at all?
Yeah, but I still do think that we should go in there and bomb the areas that are bad. And also, I also do think that we should bomb parts of the government area because of the fact that they did not turn over Osama bin Laden when we asked them to. Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on being, by any chance, a military historian or a military scholar or perhaps one day...
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Air Force Academy of... I forget, the Air Force Academy, it's in Colorado Springs, I won't go to that.
Uh-huh. Your parents, are they military?
No.
You don't live on a base somewhere?
No, I have a step, actually my mom's boyfriend, it was in the Army, but he went into this, like, special training stuff because he was really good. But he, like, after 2 years, he didn't do it anymore, and, because he went through to pay for college, but... I'm going to go through, and what actually I'm planning on hopefully graduating 2 years early, and I'm going to go there when I'm 16, or if they'll let me in when I'm 16. Other than that, I'm going to take classes at the U because the school district will pay for that free. And then I'm going to, like, after 10 years in the Air Force Academy, I'm going to fly for Northwestern, and then I'm going to work my way up in the, like, political ranks, and I'm going to hopefully someday become the president. No, really, I'm
not. Aren't we ambitious? Well, more power to you. My mom used to say every day when I left for school, study hard, son, you might be president someday. Mothers quit saying that after Bill Clinton got elected. I don't know why. Well, I'm proud of you. You have ambition, you have drive, you're focused, and I'm sure one day down the line when we talk, when you're older, you'll have very different views than you hold right now. Then again, maybe you'll think exactly the same way.
And I also have a question.
Yes.
And that question is, are we going to go after, like, we told everyone, you know, like, all the countries, you know, you're going to have to pick sides, you know, who are you going to side with, you know, and, like, they, like, asked everyone about the countries that, like, are not siding with us, what are we going to do to them?
Well, I know we're going to bomb New Guinea back into the Stone Age because they refused to even provide any input on their thinking. And we said, if you're not with us, you're against us, so
yeah,
bye-bye New Guinea.
I agree with that.
We'll primarily just lose headhunting tribes and that sort of thing, but no, they're being taken out tomorrow, I understand.
Well, I'm okay with that because...
Sure, sure. And I also believe we have not heard from, I don't think we've heard from Sri Lanka.
I don't think we've heard from Switzerland either.
Well, bye-bye. We're going to miss them.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, can you live without Switzerland?
No. I mean, yes, I could.
Okay.
I could.
So if it's one big parking lot for Italy tomorrow, that's fine for you?
Well, it's not going to be like that. We're not going to bomb, like, all the people. We're going to bomb, like, the government areas and places like that. We're not going to bomb, like, everyone there.
Oh, all right. But we are bombing Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, if
very
they,
good.
I think it was, like, a couple weeks ago I knew that Switzerland had given us an answer, and they said, we told them that if they weren't with us, they were against us.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other countries, I think, were also against us.
And guess what other country has not jumped up and said, Love you, America. We're with you all the way. Mexico. Mexico, our neighbor to the south. Bye-bye, Guadalajara.
Well, yeah, but we're not... It's not like all the people are going to die.
No, not all of them. Not initially. Most of them will go later through cancers.
We're not going to nuke them.
Oh.
Well, no, we're going to go to the areas that have the military sites, and we're going to go there, and we're going to send bombs down from airplanes.
Yeah, but you know what they do in Mexico, those sneaky little bastards? They put the military installations in little adobe huts where they have daycare centers. So in order to get at the military, we have to take out the daycare centers.
Well, then we tell them when we're bombing it.
No, then you give away the element of surprise, and they move all the equipment.
Well, then that's the way it's going to have to be.
That's the way it's going to have to be.
Yep.
Very good, then. Call me when you're older.
Okay.
And let's see. Oh, we got to go. We'll be back. I need to have a cigar or maybe a bit of whiskey or something. Probably a lot of whiskey. A fair amount of whiskey. How much we got?